Blog Talk Radio.
You wanna be real. You wanna be empty inside. You wanna be someone. Laying down your pride. You wanna be someone someday. Lay it all down before the king. Be whole. You wanna have purpose inside. You wanna have virtue and purify your mind. You wanna be set free today. Lay it all down before the King. Oh yeah, this is my desire. This is my return. This is my desire to be used by you. You want to be real. You want to be empty. And I know my heart is to feel you near. And I know my life is to do your will. Is to do your will. This is my desire.
This season is all about Jesus. You know,
his birth, the reason he was here, and all, you know, and the reason he saved the world. I mean, this here is where it all started, right at the beginning of the story when he was born, is where it all started. That's where all of our salvation came from. It's from him. If he was never put on that cross, we would be lost. We'd be lost for eternity. We would never be able to go to the throne of God. It would be impossible for us because there would be no way. There would be no way. Only through Jesus Christ, that baby in that manger is what opened that door where we could actually, you know, go to the Father. I'm going to go and hand this over to Robert. There you go, Robert. Hey, Robert. But yeah, it's always awesome how God did so many things for us, and how He is still doing things for us today. And we're gonna go. I'm waiting on Robert to come in here. He's on live. But yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome to see how God is doing so many amazing things for us, and transforming things for us, and seeing how things work through us, and doing some mighty things for us. And one amazing thing that God had to do for us is that He had to send the one and only Son, His one and only Son, that none of these, you know, nobody else upstairs wanted to come down here but Yeshua, the Christ. He was the only one that said He would come and do this. He would save mankind from their sins. He would save mankind from the separation that came from Adam and Eve. He came to save us from Adam's mistakes. He came to save us from Adam's mistakes. And it's so awesome. It's so awesome that he came and He saved us from Adam's mistakes. He saved us from Adam's mistakes. And it's so awesome how he came in. And how you doing, Robert? You here?
Hey, Stan, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
I can hear you now.
Wow, I had to hang up and call back for some reason. It just cut me out.
Yeah, well, I was trying to tune you in here, and I couldn't get you in there, just like I couldn't hear you. It's like something got stuck there, but I can hear you now. Welcome to the show again, Robert.
Well, thank you. Praise God. It's good to be here tonight. We're talking about something I believe is very important for everybody, not just the body of Christ. There's a lot of misunderstandings going on in the world and in the church about the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why did He have to be born in a physical body? Why did He have to come to this earth and do the things that He did, to grow up to be the man that He became and do the things that He did? Well, you know, on the night that it was announced by the host of angels that there was a child born in Bethlehem, when they spoke to those shepherds, they said some words, peace and goodwill toward men. That's one of the first things that has been misinterpreted for many years. It's as if men has taken those words and said that it means that I'm Robert Hager and supposed to be having peace towards you, Stan Michelle, right? Well, that's not what it's all about. What was Jesus to grow up to do? Jesus was to grow up and become the Savior of humanity. He is the Savior of all humanity. So what was His sacrifice and His saving sacrifice going to do? It was going to end the war between God and man. It was going to produce peace and goodwill toward man. man was going to be able to enter into the presence of God once again. Man was going to be able to house the Holy Spirit once again. Man was going to be washed clean of unrighteousness and given the ability to fellowship with Almighty God the way that he wants to fellowship with man. So we've taken and we've got this celebration we call Christmas, and we've got the date that we have set and established, December the 25th, that we do this on it to remember the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Unto us a child is born. Well, I want to talk a little bit about why he had to come in the flesh. All right, first of all, Adam was what? Was he spirit or was he flesh? Adam was both. He was spirit, because without a spirit we're dead. But Adam was a physical flesh man. Adam was flesh. Father created the first son, and the first son had did some things that caused separation between our relationship with the Father that only could be fixed by another flesh son. This is why Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, Father promised Lucifer, Father promised Adam and Eve that a seed was going to be born of a woman that was going to crush the enemy's head. The physical man had to do this thing. Father established a rule, and he never breaks his word. Am I right? Does Father ever break his word?
No, sir.
No, he never breaks his word. Father established dominion in the earth and gave it to mankind. Genesis chapter 1, verse 18, he said, let them, human physical sons, have dominion over the earth, over the works of my hand. So Father bound himself by his own word to give human beings physical authority and dominion over the earth. He is spirit. Every angelic being is spirit. Lucifer is spirit. So spirit beings can only enter and access in the earth, human or through something physical here on the earth, and that's how they get their legal entrance into this realm to do things, to do business, so to speak. So Adam, the first son of God, physical son, made by the Father, handed his authority through his falling to the deception of Satan over to the devil. And because the word of our Father is so important to him, and he never breaks his word, he never goes back on his word, he never breaks a covenant, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He esteems his word greater than anything you can name. His word is so full of integrity. He did not intervene in the garden because he would have broke his own word. And that today is so important that you understand that that's why what happened in the garden happened in the garden. Physical man allowed the enemy, Lucifer, to have his authority. Lucifer used a physical being to get to human man. And so Father had to use a human, and Jesus was the human, the seed of promise that he was going to use. Peace and goodwill was getting ready to be restored unto mankind and to Father, to where we could relate to him through the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Spirit Son, who is with the Father in heaven, came here to the earth and through the Holy Spirit impregnating Mary, and then that physical son that she gave birth to, the virgin birth, gave birth to a human son that was fathered by the Word of God, fathered by our Holy Spirit. That physical son had to come so that physical being could overthrow the devil and take back what the devil had deceived out of Adam. That's what that was, what makes it so important. This is what we're supposed to be celebrating. It's all about you recognizing that Jesus is Messiah, that Jesus is Savior of the world, that Jesus has fixed what was messed up so that all humanity now has an opportunity to go into the presence of the living God and fellowship with our Father,
Amen.
Our Creator, our Manufacturer. He is the one who wants us to fellowship with Him. He made the way. He has supplied the gift that keeps on giving so that we can have a relationship with Him. The baby was born so that we could now enter the presence of God. We can be the royal priesthood, the holy nation set apart under God through the birth of the little baby. Amen?
Amen. Amen. That's awesome there. And it's really, you know, it's really eye-opening to see what Jesus really did when he came into this world. Everybody thinks it's just some type of cheap holiday where you just give gifts and gather around the table and just bring family together, but it's actually, you know, really celebrate more than that. It's celebrating your way back to the Father. Really. I mean,
Amen.
if there never was a baby in that manger, you'd be lost.
Yes,
you'd
sir.
Be in trouble. And people mm-hmm. don't really realize that. They're too busy, you know, drinking their hot cocoa and opening their presents and eating their ham, and at the end of that, that's all it was. But they don't really understand the whole true story about that. And to add a little bit more to that, I was watching a program that's called The Star. There was a guy that was a Christian, and the Lord just kept on pressing on him about the star, that the wise men saw, and it's like a specific star that it was actually calculated at that time. And then he got into studying the stars for a while to figure out what the Lord was telling him about this, about that star. And all the stargazers, they have this map from back in the 300 years ago or whatever, that they was calculating the stars and where everything was at a certain time. And this real popular stargazer had a map, but he had it calculated wrong, or the copy of what this guy wrote was copied wrong, and they got the original one stuck in the computer. They was actually calculating that where the planets was at a certain time and how everything lined up, and they calculated the exact same time that Jesus was born, exactly where everything was, how everything looked. I mean, it's computer calculated everything. It was the 24th, 25th, and it calculated up the exact same time that we actually celebrate Christmas. So we all, you know, everybody saying, oh, 25th ain't the real date, this and that. But it actually is. It actually is. And he calculated and showed it through time, through how all this stuff went through the stars. See, everything back in Jesus' time was calculated by stars. Everything, the planets lined up, everything was always calculated by stars. And that's how you could only find out this information, how things lined up. And it was so unique that he actually calculated when Jesus, you know, died on the cross about the blood moon or whatever that happened at that time. And a lot of eclipse things was going on at the same time. And it was actually The stars showed this when it happened. The cycles showed this when that happened. So it added so much more truth to the Bible. It wasn't just something somebody made up. Actually, following the stars showed exactly right to the time. And actually, the story of Christ, of when he rose from the dead, all talking about all the stuff that was going on in the sky, and you know how everything got dark, and you know all the details was actually calculating. Astrologers could look in the sky to see when this happened, and they actually calculated through a computer when this happened. They put the right coordinates in there to go right to the exact same time, and it was exact. Everything was exact. It calculated everything at the right time when Christ was born, to the time he died, and they went on by all the coordinates about what was going on around the death of Christ, about, you know, it turned dark and all type of different things that was going on in the atmosphere, and they can calculate by the atmosphere what when it happened to the exact same time by astrology, and it was pretty unique, and it opened my eyes like, man, this is awesome. You know, this is, I mean, way the Lord guided this guy to search this out, to open people's eyes to this ain't something made up. This here really happened. Our cross was really born, and he was really put on the cross. I mean, it actually took science and documented Christ. Science documented Christ at that time when he took that. See, this guy was never an astrologer. He was just a person at home going to church. He'd look up in his little telescope to look at a star or a moon. That was all he did. He was no astrologer at all. He had nothing to do with astrology. He actually was against astrology until he had to find out the exact location when Christ was born and all that, just to prove to people. It wasn't that he wanted to get into astrology or anything. It was just to prove to scientists, to prove to people the documentation when Christ was born, the documentation when he died. Because, you know, scientists, they have to have proof. They have to have documentation. They have to. Us as believers, we don't need that. We know this. We know it's in our heart that it already took place. But scientists they don't go by that. They don't go by stuff like that. They got to have documentation. And what he proved, he did so much study and stuff that he didn't even know anything about. But he became good at it. He became good at it, and he documented when Christ was born and documented when Christ died by the blood moon and the darkness of the eclipse and all that happened so many thousands of years ago. And it kind of, when you watch this film, what this guy spent half his life doing just by, you know, word of knowledge, by God pushing him to do this, that blows your mind. It blows your mind to what, you know, the documentation in that. And, you know, just to show you, this was for real, folks. This ain't no joke. I mean, our Lord was here on this earth. He was walking on this earth. Documentation by science, he was walking on this earth. He saved your your soul. All of this is open books. I mean, to the people that walks in the power of God, we know this. We know this. We see the Holy Spirit manifesting all the time. This ain't something that we're just hoping it's happening or what. We feel it, we see it, we see what God's doing, we see the dead being raised, we're seeing this stuff. But to scientists, they always got things around everything. But to this, what this guy found, what God led this guy to do, it opened their eyes to show you, hey, Christ was real. He was born at that time. It ain't just a good, you know, a good story time at bedtime. This really happened. And that's just, you know, mind-blowing to seeing, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ was born on this day. He, you know, when he died, you know, all this stuff went on. It was real. I mean, it was real, you know, planetary things that was going on at that time that God set up for that time. And it's just awesome. And I just had to talk about that story when you were talking about the manger. I ran into this story back last year. It's called The Star. If you go on Amazon, look up The Star, and it's a whole DVD. It's about this guy did this whole movie about the star that guided the wise men, the star. And he opens the door of all all the things that happened during that time that that Jesus was born, all the astrology that happened, everything that proved it. He takes you to his testimony. He takes you to when this happened. He takes you how he found this. He had to find astrology books from 300 years ago because the one that they found that documented the wrong time was a copy. It wasn't original. He had to find the copy of this astrologer that found this hundreds of years ago and stick that in a computer and have the computer to document everything. See, now we got technology. It can actually pinpoint more things now than they could hundreds of years ago because they didn't have the technology we had. But when he sticks that in that computer and it calculates everything out, it opens your eyes to truth, man. I mean, the truth that we already knew, but it opens your eyes to, hey, this is the real deal. This is real, man. He can't blow it. I mean, somebody scientific, it will open your mind. It will open your mind to Christ. God used this guy and turned him into an astrologer to prove his existence, to show by science what happened. And, you know, it's just mind-blowing, but I'm leaving it at that. It got me on a bunny trail there, but anyway, it was amazing what I got to learn there. Go ahead, Rob.
Amen. Well, you know, you mentioned that star and the wise man following that star. We have, we've gotten a belief out there that they showed up the night he was born, but that's not the actual truth. They didn't show up the night he was born. He was about 2 years of age when they actually showed up to him, when they finally got to him. It's one of the main reasons why we read in Scripture that Herod had all the children at the age of two and below put to death, all the male babies, because he knew that he was supposed to be about 2 years old. So he was just around his second birthday when they got to Herod, and Herod told them to let him know where he was so he could worship him too. And when they didn't come back, Herod sent his men out to murder all these babies, boys, two and below, for that purpose. Satan was using that man to try to get rid of our Messiah, but it didn't work.
Yeah.
The Spirit spoke to Joseph and had him go to Egypt. But I wanted to throw something out to you, excuse me, about those wise men and that star. You know, this question came up to me about 2 years ago. Someone asked the question, how did the wise men know to look for Jesus? Well, I asked the Holy Spirit to show me how those wise men knew to follow this star to find the Messiah. Why are these men traveling by camel, by donkey, whatever they were traveling on, bringing gifts to the Messiah? Why did they come to him following this star? And this is what the Holy Spirit said to me. Who in past history was over the astrologers and the magicians and so forth in the kingdom of Babylon? What man of God do we know was given dominion, authority over all the astrologers and the magicians and the sorcerers in the kingdom in Babylon? Daniel. Daniel, a mighty man of God, was over all these magicians and astrologers and the different ones in the king's court. And Daniel would have had knowledge about the Messiah that none of them would have had. Daniel would have been able to share information with these people that would have given them the knowledge to know to be on the lookout for the Messiah. And that's what the Holy Spirit revealed to me, that it was Daniel. Who, go ahead.
Yeah, because Daniel, when Daniel was, I'll say, kidnapped, and he was put into what was that king's name again that was over? Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah, Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah. But anyway, when the king took him in and had to turn him into Babylon, he turned Daniel into a Babylonian. He took Daniel to all the schools of his people. He had to learn everything about the Babylonians, what they learned. He had to learn about the magicians. He had to learn about all their beliefs. And Daniel, since he was a dream interpreter, I mean, that was his gift. He got to go to that school of all the magicians and all that stuff, too. So he got to know that stuff. He got to learn that stuff. So that was natural. And then when Nebuchadnezzar knew about him and brought him up to high council and all that stuff, he got to be over all that stuff. So, yes, like you said, yes, biblically, yes, he would have been over that. Yes, they would know that stuff from Daniel. And that's awesome, yeah.
Yeah. So these men had this information that they had been given by a man of God, and they were able to travel from wherever they came from, looking for Messiah, bringing the gifts. And here's the next thing. That child at the age of 2 was having to be picked up, mother, father, and baby, and moved to Egypt. Why do you think they brought the gifts to them? The gifts that they were bringing, this is the next revelation Holy Spirit revealed to me, the gifts, a king's ransom of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, it was enough wealth for them to travel to Egypt and to live on till Joseph found work and could do the things that he needed to do, to go straight there and get him a house and do whatever he needed to do to take care of his family. The Lord had it set up for these men to travel all the way from where they were coming, the information that they probably got from Daniel, full of wealth, to give to Joseph, Mary, and Jesus so that they could live for 2 years in Egypt. And then Herod died and they were able to come back home. So there's so much wealth in this baby being born in the manger. There's so much wealth and so much revelation knowledge that is in the scriptures that Holy Spirit's waiting to reveal to those who hunger and thirst to know what God has and what he has done and what he plans to do through our lives, all from this baby being born in the earth to set us free and to give us another chance and opportunity to live as sons of God in the earth. That's the whole purpose of him sending the Son, was to fix what was messed up, to take back the authority that he had given to Adam, to take that authority back from the devil and restore it unto us. The greatest of all his creation, the plan of God was that baby would grow up and he would sacrifice his life for all humanity, and he would give up everything so that we could have everything. So I'm giving. And on that note, I would like to read this back in November of 2011. Holy Spirit gave me this to write, and I titled it The Baby, so you know what it's all about. What is so amazing about the birth of a Savior is expressed completely in his walk after the age of 30. Think about that. Chew on that deep. And the death, burial, and resurrection of our Redeemer. The baby was born as it was foretold, but the price had not been paid for our freedom from sin. The baby was born as Father had planned, of the incorrupted seed. This had to be, for the one who knew no sin became sin for us. The baby was to become the man, the lamb, the reconciler, the redeemer, an example to the children of God who would then live out their lives in demonstration of him being revealed. I agree that we should celebrate the birth and tell others Father's word became flesh and dwelt among us. but I believe that our main focus of celebration should be towards the victory over sin and its curse, the victory over trying to be righteous by my own works and living to fulfill some legalistic rules and regulations. This, by the way, would be the law today, which he fulfilled on the cross, saying, "It is finished." Had not the baby been born, we wouldn't have had all this to celebrate about. So then, our celebration should be that this baby is the good news to all who will receive. Those who do will share in his accomplishment and is rewarded now in this life with power to share the good news about the baby who can save the world. We must learn what the baby accomplished in its entirety and tell all the good news about the baby. Amen. How about the baby?
Amen.
Hey, he's Amen. Awesome. He is awesome. What a mighty God we
Amen.
Serve. He has supplied
Amen.
Everything we need, and all we have to do is recognize him, stay focused on him, keep your eye on Jesus, and be delivered
Amen.
From destruction. Amen.
Amen.
I'll Amen. Tell everybody, you know, if y'all want to check out that movie, it's called The Star. I could probably get more information of the guy that did this, but he did calculate the star that it was actually, you know, talked about in the Bible. I don't know whether the wise men showed up when he was 2 years old or whether it was 1 year old. I mean, I'm not sure. But they did calculate actually that star that showed up around that time. And the star actually calculated to 2,000 years ago exactly at the time of the, you know, of the birth. And it actually shows you when that happened, how many years ago that happened, and it calculated about the time when it was calculated about when Jesus was born, and then it calculated off from there all the way to the heavenly thing that was going on when Jesus died on the cross, about, you know, everything turning dark and the earthquake and all type of things. The stars showed everything, and it calculates back that time too. So it was kind of awesome how what he found. And if you want to know more about that, just look up the star, the Christmas story, and, you know, and if you want to know more, I can look it up and try to find the guy's name. But it's an awesome story. It's an awesome movie. It really builds your faith to a tremendous amount. And anybody that scientifically got to know everything, that's a great movie to show to them. If they got to know everything from science, that is a great movie to testify to them. And there is some brothers and sisters out there like that. You know, people we know that we can sit here and talk to them, you know, till the moon flies around 100 times, they still don't believe us. But you show them something scientific, it opens their eyes. And this here would be a movie for that. So check out The Star. It's on Amazon. And it's awesome. It's an awesome movie. But, Robert, that is awesome, man, how you talking about, you know, about how they found out, how the wise men knew about, you know, about the Messiah being born, how they really knew about it. And you calculate it all the way back down to Daniel, how Daniel was teaching all, was over the magicians and all that stuff from the Babylonians and taught them that. And that's pretty cool how you found that out.
Amen. Amen. It was a complete revelation from the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hey, Stan, I feel led to pray for that the people who was affected by that shooting out in California today. If you've not heard anything about it yet, there was about 14 people they know that were shot dead, and 14 or so that was injured, and it was three gunmen who went in and did it out in California this morning. It was about 11 o'clock, I think, their time, which would have been about 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock our time.
something like that had happened. And so there's a lot of people who are hurting tonight over in California from what's taking place, a lot of things taking place. So I just like to take the time to lift up all the people who are hurting and in need, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Father God, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we just come to you boldly tonight, and we lift you up, we exalt you, and we praise you for peace tonight, Father. Father, everyone who was affected by the ignorance that was displayed today in California, for everyone who was hurt by losing a loved one, or just the fear, Lord God, that I know gripped the hearts of some of those people that were listening to the gunshot and not knowing whether or not they were going to be next, Father. Father, we just lift them up before you right now, Lord God, and we thank you for their peace tonight, Lord God, that they'll have peace beyond understanding tonight, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, that they be comforted. I dispatch angels of the Lord to go to them and to comfort them right now in this time of sorrow and mourning in their lives. And Father, I'm even going to lift up the gunmen, because there's even a report now that one of them is dead. Lord God, I just pray for those that are still alive, if they are alive and remaining, that this event will transform their lives too, Lord God, that they will come to know Jesus, the gunman, right now. And I just thank you that their eyes be opened, that they recognize what wrong that they've done, and that they repent of the evil that they have done unto others, being led by Satan to do this terrible, horrible act to hurt people and harm people. Father, I just thank you that messengers will go before them and will minister light to them too, and that they will be given an opportunity to repent and to become born again and receive Christ Jesus as their Lord too. Father, we just lift you tonight. We lift you up. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we exalt you, because you and you alone are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be praised. Bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord Jesus, we thank you too for the awesome sacrifice that you make for every human on the face of the earth. We thank you for making it possible for us to house Holy Spirit within these physical temples once again, fulfilling Father's plan and desire for our lives. We thank you for it. Holy Spirit, we bless you and we magnify you. You are the magnifying glass revealing the glory of our Father through these physical lives. And we bless you tonight. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The whole time that you was praying, the Lord was showing me of the crown of thorns, that there's a lot of suffering, that's going on. And if there's anybody out there at this time that's suffering, I don't know whether you went through a divorce, you just found out some bad news about, you know, you might got some news about your medical report, it was bad. But if you're going through some suffering, I don't know whether you just got in a car accident, you're going through suffering, with your bills. I mean, we don't know what the suffering is, but if you are going through some tremendous suffering, I want to pray for you right now. In Jesus' name, Father, I ask you to bring glory upon these people that suffer, and I command any demonic activity that's causing us suffering, I bind it and rebuke it in Jesus' name. Command to leave these people now. You have to leave. You have to leave their families. You have to leave their lives now in Jesus' name. I command you to break off of them. Break off of them now in Jesus' name. I command you to break off of them now in Jesus' name and go to the abyss and never return. To break off of their kids. Break off their husbands, break off of their wives, now in Jesus' name. There's some type of torment going on in the family. I don't know whether the family is coming together at each other. It's just a demonic force is trying to manipulate the family, trying to keep them away from the Lord, trying to keep arguments going on. I mean, I'm not sure what it is, but I command this demonic force to break off of them now in Jesus' name. I command it to break loose now. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to come upon them in power. Bring peace upon their family. Bring peace upon their lives now in Jesus' name. Bring peace upon their lives now in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to bring ministering angels to them, to minister to them. Bring as many warring angels around this to drag these things out of their house, drag these things out of their lives. Anything that the enemy has brought on these people to bring these things, to pull these things out now. And Lord Jesus, come and make everything right. Bring peace and make everything right. I command this now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anybody that has pain, I command all foot pain to leave. I command pain to leave their foot. I command all bones and all tendons, all muscles in the foot to be fully repaired and restored now in Jesus' name. I command complete life within their bones. I command life in their bodies now in Jesus' name. I command any heart conditions to leave. I command the spirit of heart disease, I bind you, rebuke you, command you to leave their body now. I command new hearts. I command heart disease to leave now. I bind you and rebuke you, heart disease, and you go to the pit now, and you never return. I command a new heart. I command all arteries to be fully repaired and restored. I command all blood vessels to be fully repaired and restored now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I command any... I've seen somebody that's got stomach issues, intestinal issues. I command all their intestines, their stomach to be made whole now in Jesus' name. I command their stomach to be made whole now in Jesus' name. I command everything, anything in their stomach that's been messed up, that they've had some type of disease, stomach virus, I command it to be made, the stomach to be made whole now. I command any disease, any virus to leave now in Jesus' name and go to the pit now in Jesus' name. I command all virus, I bind you, rebuke you, command you to leave their stomach now and leave now and go to the pit. I command life upon their stomach now in Jesus' holy name. In Jesus' holy name. And so it is. Anybody that has not gave themselves to the Lord is not, you know, been saved. It's not, you know, give themselves to the Lord. This would be the time to do that if you feel that you're ready to say this prayer after me and Robert, and you'll be welcome to the kingdom. Just say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I accept you as my Lord and Savior.
I accept you as my Lord and Savior.
I give all my sins and trespasses to you.
I give all my sins and trespasses to you.
I believe that you died on the cross for me.
I believe that you died on the cross for me.
And rose on the third day for me.
And rose on the third day for me.
And I ask you into my heart for eternity.
And I ask you into my heart for eternity.
I say this in Jesus' name.
I say this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You just said that. The Lord Jesus has just came into your life and made his new home within your heart. Welcome
Amen.
To the family, folks. Welcome to the family.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And something else we're going to talk about is in January, we're going to start doing a YouTube show. And me and Robert's been talking about it, and we're going to be making the date pretty soon. We're going to be putting that up there. But Robert here has have said that he was gonna come together and do his show, and we're gonna be on YouTube. You get to see us live. You don't have to worry about seeing us on the radio anymore. It's gonna be awesome. And it will be live. And anybody that needs a prayer, needs healing, we'll be able to do that live. You can chat with us. You can chat with us and let us know what's going on during this broadcast. Just let us know what's going on during the broadcast. What type of prayers do you need? You know, any type of thing we'll be open for. And Daniel Bryant Cook has said that he's going to do a episode with us too. He's going to do a series. And it's going to be awesome. We're going to be able to preach the Word of God and just, you know, just do it in a different manner. We've been really talking about this, ain't really got to do this, but we are now. So this is going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be pretty cool there. But thanks, Robert, for coming on, like always.
Thank you for having me, always.
And it's been an awesome night getting to learn about the Lord and learning about his birth and learning all types of things and not about Christmas.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
And I learned tonight also that the Saint Nick that's from the Catholic Church, it was a minister, and he helped orphan kids. I learned tonight that he actually raised 100 kids from the dead, not all at one time, but in his lifetime. Not all at one time, but in his lifetime. There was many dead raisings that he did. There was many healings that he did. He worked in the power of God like any, you know, Holy Spirit-filled minister. I mean, he did a lot of things, and he walked in the sandals of Christ that, you know, as Christians, as we should, he did also, and saw a lot of amazing things in his lifetime that you really never did know about Saint Nick. And I found that out today. I was like, cool, Santa Claus is actually pretty cool. Not the one that we celebrate here, it gives all these gifts, but the real one was actually a saint, and really, you know, walked after Christ, walked the way Christ did. And it was amazing to hear some of the stories about that.
Amen.
And it's pretty cool to learn about history and learn what happened in history and some of the things that nobody tells you about that you find out, and it kind of opens your eyes to new horizons, I'll tell you. And that was pretty cool. But anyway, I'd like to say good night to everybody, and we'll see you Saturday. We've been doing these weekend shows, on a Friday night or a Saturday. So it'll be a Friday or Saturday. We're looking for a guest. If you know anybody that would like to be a guest at the Healing Light Show, just look up Reverend Stan and send me a message, and we'll get something set up and let you tell your testimony and your story. And we do like people that walk in the power of God, and we would like them to have a ministry that they promote, and it really helps with that too, because we're all out here to help promote ministries. And if you got a ministry and you like to come on the Healing Light Show, I'll be more than happy to give you an interview and let you tell your story. Now, I'd like to say God bless every one of y'all, and we'll see you next week.
Good night.
Good night.